The Pike Place Market is a step closer to expanding westward. On Monday, a city council committee agreed to pay $34 million out of the general fund to build new vendor stalls, senior housing, and a public plaza. The other chunk of the money comes from tax breaks, grants, and philanthropists. The project is part of a larger effort to reconnect the market with the waterfront. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
Back in the 1900s, a day at the Pike Place Market started at the waterfront near today's Seattle Aquarium. Ben Franz Knight is with the Pike Place Market Preservation and Development Authority. He looks out over the water and imagines farmers coming in from the Kitsap Peninsula and Vashon Island.
You moved most of your goods via boat to the Seattle waterfront, and then from there they were ferried by cart, by a series of wooden trestles, up to the market where the goods were then processed and sold, and this included cattle.
Partway up the hill, some farmers would peel off of the hill climb to place extra produce in a giant cold storage warehouse. Today, it's full of restaurants and offices. A little higher up, ranchers would exit the trestle and lead their cattle down a wooden ramp into the lower levels of the market for slaughter. The cattle ramp is still there. Then, in the late 1940s, the Alaskan Way Viaduct happened. Like a knife, it sliced through much of the connective tissue, linking the waterfront and the market.
As you stand here and you look at it and you can start to hear the cars, you just imagine what that did to the way these spaces truly connected.
Ben Franz Knight and I finally ascend through the back door of the Pike Place Market. We stand at a ribbon of windows, looking back at the viaduct and beyond that, the waterfront. Immediately under us is a parking lot. The Pike Place Market will expand first into that space with its plaza and new vendor stalls. After the viaduct comes down, a grand staircase will connect the new expansion to the waterfront.
It really becomes a new entrance to the Pike Place Market.
Most vendors at the market seem happy about the project. Kristen Schwartz sells jewelry here, except on the days when she shows up and finds all of the tables are full.
Yes, that's happened to me several times. It's frustrating, especially on a weekend when you're planning on that income, or some income at least.
After the project is finished, Schwartz should have better luck finding space. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.